This is part two of Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. So today we're going to see from the packet that's available, the Ra'avan. The Ra'avan is a Rishon that discusses, and it's in the bottom right column, where it's underlined, Le'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav Imatzibor Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum, quoting from the Gemara on Daf Ches, that says that a person should always complete his Parshiyos with the Tzibor, two times of the text and once of the Targum. He continues to say, Nearly it appears to him to be Yachid, we're talking about someone who lives in the villages, lives outside a city. She'ein lo asar l'kros b'Torah, who in general does not have a minion of 10 men in order to have a regular kriyas haTorah. She'tzarech l'chavein hasha'ah, that he should try to intend or focus on the hour. She'kor natzibo b'parasha b'beis haKnesses, when the shuls in the cities do have somebody reading kriyas haTorah on Shabbos morning. V'igragam hu b'yachid, and he should then read alone at that same time, Shnai Mikra, twice the text, k'neged Shnai Makor b'beis haKnesses. Parallel to the two who are reading it in shul, because in shul, normal kriyas haTorah in shul, you have a bal koreh who's reading the parsha from the Torah directly. The person standing next to him getting the aliyah, who should be mouthing along the parsha as well, word for word, because originally the decree was that the person getting the aliyah would actually learn from the Torah. The fact that we have a separate bal koreh, a designated bal koreh, was to avoid the embarrassment of anyone who was not prepared to read the Torah. So then shuls in those days, they would have the two people reading the text, that's the Bal Koreh again and the person getting the Aliyah, and then somebody would translate into Aramaic for everyone to understand Pasuk by Pasuk. So they'd read from the Torah, stop, have the translation read in Aramaic for everybody else. So the two Mikra is parallel to the two people reading the Torah, that's the Bal Koreh and the person getting the Aliyah. The Achat Targum, the one's translation, Keneged HaMetargim B'Beis HaKnesses, is the person who is translating it. So you have the two Mikra and Achat Targum is paralleling what's going on in shul for the person who's in the villages outside the city limits, who is not going to shul on a regular basis and misses minyan. So if he's missing the minyan in Kriyas HaTorah, what the Ravan says, what he's doing, Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum, at home, it's doing it instead of, or replacement for, what he's missing in the shuls. Shekach Yam Hinagam, that was their custom, Ketanach, in Gemara Megillah, HaKorah B'Torah L'Ivchos B'Chos Megillah P'Sukim, person reading from the Torah should not read more, less than three P'Sukim, V'Likra M'Targim Yosem Yosem Echad, and they should not stop for the translator, less than one pasuk. Tim Kamosha Pirshu Rabosai, the Kriyas Parsha Baboker, B'Shabbos Ma'arik. And he says, because this has to be the explanation according to Ravan, because if it was like his Rebbeim explained that it's talking about just reading the Torah like they do in Shul, Kamosha Anragil, like everyone does, Lema, it should say, Le'olam Mikra Adam Parsha B'Shabbos Ma'arik V'Chol. It should say that someone should read the Torah, read the Parsha on Shabbos, Shnai Mikra Necha Targum. Im HaTzibur Lamri, the extra words, Im HaTzibur, that one should complete the parashios with the Tzibur. Im HaTzibur, he says, is coming to teach you something extra. Elavadai, so certainly it must be Im HaTzibur Mamash, literally means with the congregation. One should complete the parashios with the congregation. Kedepishus, as I explained, which means at the exact same time that they're doing it. And the only way that would happen is if somebody's not located in the shul. So the shul is doing it, and you're doing it with them by doing it outside the shul, far away, generally, alone, without the minion. So the shul's going it, you know what time they're going to do it in the Shabbos morning, and parallel to that, you do it at home, so you can copy and make up what you're missing by not being in the shul. Furthermore, he adds, and so, and if you are going to be in shul, what's the point of all this? You're going to hear it all in shul. You're going to fulfill your obligations by hearing the Kriyas Torah properly in shul. And even so, minhagino minhag gemora. Our minhag is a proper minhag. The zimnin dilomatzi lechavein daitei b'vizik neses. Because there are times when you can get to shul and still not be able to properly have the intention and focus and kavana when it's required to have a kriyas Torah, the chol parasha, for the entire parasha. For obvious reasons that goes on in our shuls nowadays, unfortunately, that's difficult sometimes in many settings to properly listen to every single word of the kriyas Torah and to follow along and understand what's being said. So therefore, someone who does shnai mikra v'echa targum before the Ravan says, fulfills his obligation by having preparation before he gets to shul, because the shul one won't count. So again, the summary of what the Rabban is saying is that the source of the mitzvah of Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum is because you want to parallel what's going on in shul for those people not in shul. And there was twice the text was read in shul, once by the Bal Koreh, once by the person getting the Aliyah, and one Targum was doing the translations in between the Psukim. So to copy that for what someone is missing, they established that once you do this at home at the same time if they're not going to be in shul. Then that continued in areas where everyone was getting to minyan because of the fact that even with a minyan in Kriyas Torah in a shul setting, there would be some people missing every single word. It's hard to follow along every single word, whether it's a little noisy or spacing out. There are things that happen. People can't hear everything. We're thinking about other things. This way, everyone gets to do Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum every week, no matter what, by doing it weekly. That's the Ravan's explanation to the source. Okay, next we'll do Tosfos. Daf Chesem Rav, and then continuing on to Chesem Abayz, Tosfos begins with the word Shnai Mikra V'Echa Targum. that the Gemara had mentioned that one has an obligation to read the text twice and Targum once. Yesh Mefarshim, Tosos begins by saying, there are those that explain, that this is the same halacha for people who speak a foreign language, that they should use the foreign language that they speak. So, for example, in America today, we speak English as our regular vernacular language. Therefore, people who don't understand the Hebrew should read the parasha in English so that they can understand, so we can understand the parasha correctly. Kikmoshe Targum. Because just, sorry, I skipped these few words, I skipped some text. The next top of Chesem Abbas, just like the Targum is an explanation for those people who are uneducated and don't understand the proper Kriya in Hebrew, so to any foreigner who speaks any other language should be able to understand. So just like in Bavel, the people who didn't understand Hebrew understood Aramaic, therefore they translated the Torah into Aramaic so they could understand the Kriya Torah. So too in America, or any other country, one should speak in the language that they're familiar with. In America today, that would be English, and therefore someone who is not familiar with the proper Hebrew and understanding the Hebrew of the Kriyas HaTorah correctly should read Shnayim Mikrov Yechad English, according to that. So the Tosafot says there are those that say that that is the explanation. Lo Nehira. Tosafot says that is not clear to him. Sharia Targum Mifarish B'masha Ein L'mod Min HaIvri. Because in reality, Targum doesn't just translate. It also explains what's missing from the Hebrew in some cases. K'tashkechon, like we find Mechamadukte in certain cases throughout Shas, Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef apparently says in several places, Ilmalei Targuma, if not for the Targum, Taikra of this Pasuk, Lo Yadana Maika Amar. I would not know what the Pasuk is saying, meaning that Rav Yosef felt that the Targum itself is very important for him to understanding what's going on. And the context was explained by the Targum, filling in things that are missing from the exact words of the Psukim. Therefore, Targum is doing more than just translation. It's actually interpreting it on a very important level. Al-Kain, therefore, Tosus concludes, Ein lamar b'shum lashon pam shlishis. One should not read the Targum in any language. Ki'im b'lashon Targum, just in the Aramaic that we have of actual Targum. And tomorrow, next time we'll discuss exactly what Targum was referring to. And it clearly means Aramaic, but we'll see exactly what the Targum was referring to.